Butcher.
Okay, but I'm thinking about the male that's been altered. What would you call him?
Bar.
Okay. Are there different words according to when he was altered? Like whether he was full grown when you did it, or whether he was a pig? I mean, do you use the word stag, for instance?
That's an old. Stags are an old one.
Okay, but he's different from the...
Yeah, I wouldn't think it was, that's my understanding. Just the old hog, stag. It's been all of it. The young ones, I don't know what they call them.
Okay,
Man. I thought you said something.
I heard a horn.
Yeah.
I'm going to
Ms.
Gladys.
You can come
around here. We're having an interview here with the young lady.
Excuse me, I didn't know
right.
There was anybody down here.
You're going babysitting.
Had two calls
sitting on. That's all recorded on there, wasn't it?
It doesn't matter. What do you call the stiff hairs that hogs have on their backs?
Bristles.
Okay, and the big teeth.
Tusks.
Okay. The things that you put the food in for a hog, do you call those?
Trough.
Okay. Suppose you had three or four of these. You'd say you had three or four?
Troughs.
Okay. Do you have any names for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, we're called wild boars. I don't know whether that's these mountains where they hooked them, but all I've been told.
Okay. Now you say that you had a pig that you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar. What would you say you were going to do to him?
Have him altered.
Okay. Any other expression that you heard people say?
Oh well, they used to call them cut them.
Okay. Would you use the same word talking about a horse or a calf or a tomcat?
I don't know, I understand the question.
You use the same word talking about it, say a tomcat.
Oh. Yeah, I don't. The males, I don't know. I don't understand.
Okay. What noise does a calf make when it's being weaned?
Of course, the old cow bellows and the calf. Mew. No, it doesn't mew, do it. We used to call it calf bawling.
Okay. What noise does a horse make?
What is it?
A horse.
Well, they used to call it nickering. I think the right word is neighing, isn't it?
Okay. What about, say if you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry. You'd say you had to go out and
feed the stock.
Okay. What if you had hens and turkeys and geese and so forth? You'd say you had to go feed the...
Well, feed the poultry.
Hawk.
Okay. A hen on a nest of eggs, you'd call her a...
A sitting hen.
Okay. And the place where you keep
she
the
chickens... She would be a sitting hen, though, wouldn't she?
Yeah.
You'd set her and she'd do the sitting. Is that right?
Right.
That's right.
Okay.
I heard a fellow ask the professor that one night. If you call a hen a sitting hen or a sitting hen?
Okay. The place where you keep the chickens.
Hen house.
Hen house.
Okay.
Bruce could live in there too, but he's called him.
Okay. If you have, when you eat chickens,